The news this morning is absolutely wonderful. Release International is delighted with a decision made by the Supreme Court in Pakistan to overturn the death penalty and even the charge. The whole case against Asia Bibi has been thrown out by the Supreme Court. Asia is the only woman ever to have found herself on death row in Pakistan for blasphemy, where execution is still possible, but executions haven't been carried out, at least by the state. The vigilantes have done that. And today, after years, this started in 2009, she's been on death row now for something like 6 years and in jail for a lot longer. This case has now finally been overturned. The Supreme Court has ruled, and I'm quoting, "The prosecution has categorically failed to prove its case beyond reasonable doubt." So Asia Bibi should be free to go.
Fantastic. It is wonderful news to hear. And Andrew, can you just remind us what Asia Bibi was accused of?
She was accused of blasphemy following a row with some workers in a field. She was a labourer. She was working out in a field. Her colleagues were Muslims. There was a bit of bickering and banter going on. She brought them some water to drink and they said, "Well, we can't drink this. You're a Christian. That makes it unclean." They squabbled. A cry of blasphemy went up. This charge was later related to an imam who wrote up an accusation against her. That went to the police. That went to the court. The court ruled in favour of the imam and found her guilty of blasphemy. However, the imam was not present at the time, and the Supreme Court today said that the evidence given against Asia Bibi was contradictory. She's always denied, categorically denied, stating anything that would be blasphemous. But what happens in Pakistan is that if somebody accuses you of blasphemy, it's just a way of totally taking you out. It can destroy your life. You can end up in jail. The lower courts will typically find you guilty, and it will typically then be overturned later. It doesn't usually have to go all the way to the Supreme Court, but it has in this case. So that's the background to it. She's been acquitted. She always denied it. The evidence just didn't stack up.
Can you give us a bit of context? What is blasphemy in Pakistan? Because it probably means something a bit different over here.
Blasphemy in Pakistan will be saying anything against the Quran or anything against Muhammad, the prophet of Islam. And that's what it comes down to. But it's one thing to have that on a statute book. And you know, the sad thing about this is that this was a law that was introduced by the British. And it's been hardened up in recent years, but it was intended to keep religious peace within Pakistan under British rule. So we have something to answer for here. And it's just got completely out of hand ever since then. It's been used as a way of destroying people, of torching Christian villages, of driving people out, of taking out opponents, of settling scores. It's a terrible, terrible system of vendetta, and it's vindictive. And Release International has been campaigning for years and will continue to do so for the blasphemy laws in Pakistan to be repealed. They are notorious around the world.
We understand that protests broke out following the Supreme Court's ruling today. Do you know what the situation looks like over in Pakistan at the moment?
The latest situation that I've seen in Pakistan, and Twitter is doing a great job of showing that, is in a number of different cities, protesters from a radical party have barricaded highways and main roads. They've made it impassable. They're burning tires. There is a suggestion that people are accumulating bricks potentially to throw at police, but I haven't seen that happening yet. But that's happening now in several cities. And there's a whole, if you look at the Pakistani media, you'll find road after road after road that's been blocked off. The first protest today began at 9:40 Pakistan time. They're 5 hours ahead of us. But protests have been taking place before then. They do every time this issue has gone to court, and it's gone to court many times. So the party that's protesting is the party that grew up. It's a radical Islamic party, the TLP party. Today it's called for the overthrow of the government. They've warned of a, and I'm quoting, a horrible end to the appeal judges who freed Asia, and they've threatened to bring the entire nation to a standstill.
Much to be praying for. In this time, amongst the good news of Asia's release. Now, Asia Bibi has been described as Pakistan's highest profile prisoner, But there are others on death row that need our support, our voice and our prayers.
Well, since 1987 alone, upwards of 1,200 people have been charged with blasphemy. That number of accusations soared from just one in 2011 to more than 100 in 2014. According to Human Rights Watch, there's upwards of 250 people standing accused of blasphemy in just one province. That's Punjab province. So, as we said before, the courts, they've never executed anybody for blasphemy, but the vigilantes have. And it was stated today by the Supreme Court, and it's interesting that they made this point, and I'm quoting them, since 1990, 62 people have been murdered as a result of blasphemy allegations, even before their trial could be conducted in accordance with the law. And that court went on to raise a number of other high-profile cases. That should be seen as a clear message to the government in Pakistan that something here needs to change. However, the newly elected Prime Minister of Pakistan, Imran Khan, has described the blasphemy law, this is before today, described it as, I'm quoting him, inconvenient for people like Asia Bibi, but he's pledged to keep that law on the statute books. Pakistan today is a very divided society.
We know that Asia's case has attracted worldwide attention and led to much criticism of the blasphemy laws. And as you say, you at Release International, along with many other organisations, are urging the Pakistani authorities to change the laws. Do you think today's ruling will make a significant impact on the future of these blasphemy laws?
Today's ruling was extremely courageous on the part of the Supreme Court justices. There was a panel of three justices. They've effectively criticised those laws. They've freed Asia Bibi. They've made a very courageous decision to do that. But politicians who've attempted to do this in the past have been murdered. And very high-profile cases like Salman Taseer, who was murdered for calling for the repeal of the blasphemy laws. And it's got to a pitch in Pakistan where actually the culture and public opinion seems to be hardening up in favour of retaining those laws. Now, that can't go on, and the Supreme Court has flagged that up today, really. It's saying enough is enough with all of this. So certainly organisations like Release, we've been campaigning for years, we've been petitioning for years for a repeal to these blasphemy laws, but it becomes very much a poison chalice for politicians within Pakistan to champion that cause. It's a way of inviting the extremists to take you out, because the extremists seem to interpret it as blasphemous even to question whether there should be these blasphemy laws in Pakistan.
As this story broke, I was reminded of that scripture in 1 John 4 that says that perfect love casts out fear. Andrew, what can we do in our prayer life and using our voice to really help our brothers and sisters who are being persecuted in Pakistan?
That's a great verse. First and foremost, in the middle of all of this, we're talking about what could happen to Asia today, what could happen to Christians. Yeah, we could fall totally into a fear agenda, but let's have a faith agenda today. Let's have a faith agenda which actually says, thank God she's been set free. Please God now provide her with a safe haven. That's probably going to take another country to provide asylum for her. Wouldn't it be great if the UK stood up and said, we'll do it? We understand that a number of countries are suggesting that she could come and live with them. That would be wonderful. But there's the Christian community within Pakistan. So let's pray that they will be strengthened in their faith in Pakistan, that they'll be strengthened in their courageous witness, because it's really a very volatile situation out there. I've been to a village where people were burnt to death in their houses because a mob listened to a call from a mosque loudspeaker that a so-called blasphemy had taken place and decided to burn people to death. It's just terrible. So let's pray for them. Release International and other organizations like us are working to strengthen the church, to help them in their witness and to support them in cases like these. But what Asia's case has done is it's, bless her, I mean, what a terrible price she's had to pay in her family, but it's brought this absolutely unjust situation right to the forefront of public opinion. When anybody thinks about blasphemy cases in Pakistan, they think about hers. This is a moment when things must change, and that country, and we should be praying into that.
Andrew Boyd from Release International, thank you very much for your time today.
That's my pleasure, Alan. Thank you.